Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood hype man, back again with another dose of depression to drive, gentle motivation to move. Now, you know we're all about that positive vibes, that upward momentum, but let's talk real for a sec. Have you ever felt like a human pinata? People just keep swinging at you with their needs, expectations, and sometimes even their baggage? Ever feel like saying, hold up, I need to recharge before I can be your personal emotional therapist? Exactly. That's why today's episode is all about building those healthy boundaries, both with yourself and others. Because trust me, setting limits isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. It's like that seatbelt in your car. You buckle up not because you think something bad is going to happen, but because you want to be prepared if it does. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up that boundary game. 1. Know your worth. This one's fundamental. You deserve respect, time, and energy, just like anyone else. Stop giving away free emotional labor or allowing people to walk all over you. Remember, you're a limited edition masterpiece, not a discount bin bargain. 2. Practice saying no. It might feel awkward at first, but saying no is your superpower. You don't have to justify yourself or feel guilty. A simple, thanks for asking, but I can't commit to that right now, is usually enough. Think about it like this. If someone asked you to lend them your prized possession, something irreplaceable to you, would you just hand it over without a second thought? Probably not. Your time and energy are equally valuable. 3. Communicate clearly. Don't be afraid to express your needs and expectations directly. Use I statements instead of blaming others. For example, instead of saying, you always interrupt me, try, I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Could we please let each other finish our thoughts? ... 4. Set realistic expectations. Let's be real, you can't please everyone all the time. It's impossible. Focus on setting boundaries that work for you and your well-being, not what others expect of you. Remember that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. Well, it's true. If you're constantly giving without replenishing yourself, you'll eventually burn out. Setting boundaries allows you to refill your cup so you can show up as your best self for others. 5. Respect your own boundaries. This is probably the most important one. Once you've set a boundary, stick to it. Don't let guilt or pressure make you break it. Remember, you're not responsible for other people's feelings, only your own. Imagine this, you've finally mastered the art of saying no and politely declining that extra shift at work. Your friend calls, frustrated because they needed someone to cover them, but guess what? You already have plans to recharge with a good book and a steaming cup of tea. That's self-care, baby. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty, juggling everyone else's needs while yours take a backseat? Well, that's precisely where boundaries come in, the invisible lines that protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Think about it, you've been invited to a friend's party, but you're already feeling drained from work and a busy week. You know you need some downtime to recharge. Your inner voice whispers, maybe I should just stay home. But then your friend texts again, come on, it'll be fun. Now, here's where the boundary magic happens. Instead of saying yes out of obligation or fear of disappointing your friend, you could say something like, hey, thanks for inviting me. I really appreciate it. However, I need some quiet time tonight to recharge. Maybe another time? See, it's about being honest and prioritizing yourself without feeling guilty. So remember, folks, healthy boundaries are not selfish, they're essential. They allow you to live a more fulfilling life, filled with genuine connections and personal growth. Today, we talked about knowing your worth, saying no like a boss, communicating clearly, setting realistic expectations, and respecting those boundaries like sacred ground. Remember, you are in control of your time, energy, and emotions. Don't let anyone dim your shine. Go out there and set those boundaries, folks. Own your power, reclaim your peace, and remember, you've got this. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. Let me know what you thought of today's episode on social media. Share it with a friend who needs a little boundary boosting. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. See ya next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.